After Christian Cooper, a black man, was threatened and harassed by a white woman while he was birding in Central Park in May, many environmental organizations responded with statements promising to work on better supporting black nature enthusiasts. State Impact Pennsylvania's Donna McDermott reports on what that could look like.
There was a lady down the street where she just happened to be walking to one of the neighbors up the street, and she saw it one day, and she actually took the path through because she wanted to see everything that was there, and she was just so amazed that she came down to ask questions and learn about the garden.
Latisse Brown, who's wearing a mask, is sitting in the shade of a large tree, looking out over a small clump of blue, yellow, and purple flowers growing just next to a sidewalk in York. She's partnered with Pennsylvania Audubon to plant this garden that benefits birds, pollinators, and, ideally, the people who live nearby.
That's exactly what we want. We want the people to come out and learn about these things that they can take to their own homes.
Greg Goldman, the executive director of Audubon Pennsylvania, published a statement in June naming outreach efforts, like the garden that Brown is sitting by, as evidence of their commitment to ensuring a safe natural environment for everyone. The statement came at the height of Black Lives Matter protests that drew attention to institutional racism well beyond police departments.
But producing a statement and posting it on a website, that's a good first baby step.
That's Dr. Robert Bullard, a sociologist and co-chair of the National Black Environmental Justice Network.
What's real is the extent to which racial justice within their organization is going to make a difference as to what they do and how they spend their money and the kinds of people that they will bring into their midst to do justice.
Bullard says that traditionally white nature organizations need to acknowledge that the environment should mean more than just untouched wilderness.
For DJ, the environment is where we live, work, play, worship, learn, as well as the physical and natural world.
He has been a key figure in the environmental justice movement since it began in the 90s. He says he and other black environmental advocates have asked nature organizations to work with them since the beginning.
We don't work on social issues. That's what they told us. We don't work on social issues. And our response was breathing is not social.
Bullard is describing environmental issues that have existed for decades. Damian Ruffner, an Audubon employee, says that they have a lot of work to do. Work that they've started. Ruffner manages the Discovery Center in Philadelphia, and their top priority is supporting the people that live in the neighborhood.
Instead of us coming into the community and saying, you need a bird walk, we can go into the community and say, we have an open space here. What do you need? They might say, oh, we would like to know a little bit more about environmental jobs. Well, we can set up an environmental job program.
Many black scientists are sharing their work in the environment independently of large nature organizations. Dr. Tanisha Williams is a postdoctoral researcher at Bucknell University. She helped to run a July Twitter campaign, hashtag Black Botanists Week.
As far as climate change, I know that a lot of communities that are going to be impacted are communities that are a color of lower income. And having this highlight on doing research on plants and being active in your community can connect climate change and also botany.
William says that getting people excited about nature can help inspire and connect those who want to, as she says, save the only planet we have.
We do have our national parks and different conservation areas, which are great, and we need to make sure we hold on to those parcels of land. But I'm hoping that more of the public will want to get back into nature, want to appreciate nature more.
Latisse Brown gets that. As she and I sit in the shade, listening to cardinals and cicadas, she points out that everyone deserves to be able to enjoy nature.
Sometimes just being outside can take you away from it all and be able to figure out yourself and things like that. So you're not always in the midst of the news, in the midst of everything that's going on around you. So I think nature is like the perfect place to kind of decompress.
Donna McDermott, State Impact, Pennsylvania.